Gemara continues this discussion from the previous daf. In fact, Gemara, why didn't Isi ben Yehuda ask that Klai HaKerem is more chumradik in the fact that it never had a Shas HaKosher, and which can't be said of Basar V'Cholov? Rather, Rav Hava said, it must be that Klai HaKerem only becomes Aser when it takes root, but until then it actually is Motzer, so it did have a Shas HaKosher. Once taking root, the entire plant that was placed in the vineyard becomes Aser. Shmai asked, the Mishnah seems to say that only the new growth that occurs in the vineyard is also, but the original plant that was moved into the vineyard is not. Rava said, there are two psukim, one which seems to say that it's also upon planting, one seems to say that only the new growth is also. Therefore, so if seeds are planted in the vineyard, it becomes also at the time of the rooting. If a plant is replanted in the vineyard, only the new growth is also. Rav Yaakov, the name of Rav Yaakov, said, a person may use anything to heal himself except the wood of an asherah tree. In fact, what's the case being discussed? If it's talking about he's mamish in a sakana in grave danger, then he's allowed to use anything at all, including wood of an asherah tree. If he's not in grave danger, he should not be allowed to use any item that's aser. Mar said, the case being discussed is where the person is in grave danger. And even so, he's still not allowed to use an asherah tree. Because we find there, but Eliezer and Abraisa learns from the parsha of Shema that one must give up his life to Hashem rather than worship Avodah Zarah. And using its wood makes him look like he believes in it, that it has some healing powers, whatever it is, and looks like he's worshiping Avodah Zarah. And therefore, even though he's in grave danger, he can't use that to even save his life. Rav in the name of Rabbi Yechanan said, one may heal himself using any means except one that involves Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayis, or Shfichas Domim. Zakhti Gemara, the iser to use means of Gila Arayis or Shfichas Domim is learned from a Braisa. In the Braisa, Rebbe says, the pasuk compares Gila Arayis to Shfichas Domim. From there we learn halacha from each to the other. First, just like one may kill a rapist before the rapist can act and violate the girl, so too one may kill a murderer before the murderer can act to kill the victim. Second, just like one must let himself be killed rather than to kill another yid, because like we say, who says your life is more valuable than the other person's, and therefore he has to let himself be killed rather than to kill somebody else. So too, a person must allow himself to die rather than to be over gila rois. My bar Ravashi once saw Ravina applying oil of arla, which is also to benefit from, to his daughter. So he said to him, it's only mutter in cases of grave danger. Ravina replied, she is suffering from a fever, and every fever is considered to be a life-threatening situation. Another version says that Ravina replied that oil is not being used in a normal manner, and therefore it's mutter to be used like this. With regard to a case where a forbidden benefit, an Isser Hanoah, comes to a person unwillingly, so Abaye says it would be mutter in that case, Rava says it would be Aser. The Mar explains, in a case where it's possible for him to have avoided the Hanoah, and he intends to benefit from it, or in a case where he could not have avoided it, but he still intends to benefit from it, all would agree that it's Aser, because he intends to do so. But in a case where he could not avoid it, and he does not intend to benefit from it, all agree that case would be mutter. He can't avoid it, and he doesn't even want to benefit from it. Machloikis is where he could have avoided it, but he didn't, but he also does not intend to benefit from it. So even then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says that an unintentional act is aser, all would agree that it would be aser. The Machloikis is according to Rav Shimon, who says that an unintentional act is mutter. Abaye clearly agrees with Rav Shimon. Rava says Rav Shimon only says it's mutter when it's unavoidable. However, in this case, when it is avoidable, even Rav Shimon would say it's aser. Another version says like this, that if the benefit is avoidable and he does not intend to benefit the case, that case would be a machalek between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda would say it's aser, and Rav Shimon would say it's mutter. If the benefit is unavoidable and he does not intend to benefit from it, all agree that it's mutter. The machalek between Abaye and Rava would be where the benefit is unavoidable, but he does intend to benefit from it. In this case, according to Rav Shimon, who says intent is a determining factor, so everyone would agree that it would be aser, because he's intending to benefit. Machloikis is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when it's avoidable, it's aser regardless of intent. So Abaye says that Rabbi Yehuda would say that it would be mutter in this case, because it's unavoidable. Rava says that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it would be aser in this case. He only doesn't allow intent to be considered a reason to make something mutter. However, he does take intent into account when doing so would make something aser.